C, D, E, F, G, A, I want A plus B. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I want A plus English.
Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English for our day 2 of our PowerPoint presentation tips article. I'm Kat.
I'm Ignis.
And so today we have a warm-up question that is, how do you make yourself calm before a presentation?
Well,
that's
to me,
important.
I think the best way is to be really well prepared.
So you
will know nothing will go wrong.
Right, of course. But I mean, even right before, like, it's easy to get nervous.
Step on the stage, you still feel nervous. All the butterflies flying in your stomach.
Yeah, yeah. What I usually do, because I don't get nervous before I talk, but I get nervous before I perform.
Oh.
Because I do, like, performance and stuff sometimes. But I will sit by myself for 5 minutes, and I will just close my eyes and breathe, which is called meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I make myself calm.
That's a good way
to
meditate.
Yeah, or just, you know, take a few deep breaths and make your mind empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's really easy to get nervous before a presentation, but if you are prepared, you can definitely feel better about it. And the more prepared you are, the better you'll do.
That's right.
We have more tips about how to make a great presentation today. So we're going to go ahead and look at those now.
Follow these tips for a great PowerPoint presentation. Warm-up question. How do you make yourself calm before a presentation?
Use simple fonts. Only use one font on your PowerPoint presentation. Choose a simple one. When a word or phrase is important, you can make it bold. Don't do that too much, though. Use tables and charts. These are great for comparing numbers. They make it easy for people to understand you. So, try them in math or science class. Don't be too colorful. Only use one simple light color and one simple dark color. Having lots of different colors will make it hard for your audience to focus. Now you're ready to ace that PowerPoint presentation. Make us proud!
Word power!
Compare. Compare. Compare these two colors. Which one is darker? Compare these two colors. Which one is darker? Understand. 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 Understood. Understood. I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language. I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language. Focus. Focus. Let's focus on the teacher. She's saying something important. Let's focus on the teacher. She's saying something important. Proud. Proud. Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race. Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race.
认识字汇.
Font. Phrase. Bold. Ace.
Okay, the article starts off with tip number 3 today, and the tip is use simple fonts. So yesterday was all about how having simple language on the screen. This is talking about how it looks. So font is how you design a word or a letter. So it comes in these different ways. You can have like serif fonts, which have these little weird things on the ends. Mm-hmm. Sans serif, which is like normal font. Bold, which is really big. Script, which kind of looks like handwriting. Or you could have some really crazy fonts.
Yeah, so
they can look in all different sorts of ways.
文章里面就说了，使用简单的字型。这句话里面呢 ,font 这个字就是指字型的意思。那当然没有错。简报里面的字体呢，你不要变化太多，例如一堆什么可能娃娃体啊，什么火柴体啊之类的。因为你这样子的话，会让底下的人看得非常的分心。
Okay, so why use simple fonts? Well, the article says only use one font on your PowerPoint presentation. I actually don't agree with this. I think two is okay.
Yeah.
As long as they are both really nice and simple and they go well together.
One for the title, the other one for the subtitle.
Yes,
the,
you are right. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I think.
文章里面就说了，在你的 PowerPoint 简报里面呢，只要使用一种字型就好了。不过这种呢，见仁见智啦。有时候标题或副标题或者内文，你用不同的字体 OK， 但就是记得不要太过的复杂。Okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah, long as they are not crazy and weird and hard to read.
That's right.
Now the article says this too. Choose a simple one.
Mm.
Simple meaning it's easy to read. There's no big things about
it. Too fancy.
Yeah.
文章就说了，选择一种简单的。那同学这边要注意的是，这里面有一个字就是 one。one 这个字呢，文法上叫做不定代名词。什么叫不定呢？它没有特别限定，然后当成代名词来用。像这句话里面的前一句就有说到了 one font， 因此这一句里面我们就不需要再重复讲一次 font 这个字，我们只要用 one 来代替前面提过的 font 就好了。例如我们可以说 I don't want this watch, I want that one。我不要这只手表，我要那一只。或者复数的时候呢，也很简单，后面加个 s 就好了。我们只要说 The tall boy often plays basketball better than the short ones。这位高的男孩比其他矮的篮球打得比较好。这边的 ones 呢，就是指男孩们。那这边呢，我们先进 Magic Box 听讲师讲解更多 one 跟 ones 的用法吧。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，是罗花妈。哦，像我这种勤俭持家的家庭主妇哦，哎呀，什么东西呢？用一用坏了，脏了就要丢掉。哎呀，这种浪费的事情哦，我是做不出来的啦。哎呀，像我的手机呢，已经用了好多年了。橘子啊，柚子哈，一直跟我说太旧了啦，要换了。Your smartphone is too old.You should get a new one. 这情感哦，怎么是说舍弃就能舍弃的呢？你说是不是啊？我们呢看一下刚刚的句子咯。他们说哦，我的手机旧了。My smartphone is old. 那后面那一句呢 ?I should get a new one. 这个 one 呢也是 smartphone 吗？它不是数字一的意思吗？哎呀，莫慌莫急莫害怕哦，且听哦，我花妈娓娓道来啦。这边的 one 呢，其实哈是不定代名词的用法哦。one 呢，我们刚刚讲过它是数字一，但是也可以用来当作不定代名词，用来呢取代前方出现过的单数名词，但是呢只不特定的一个。举例来说呢，前面我已经说过了 ，My smartphone is old， 我的手机呢很旧了，该换了。因为呢前面已经说过了，是手机旧了。所以呢后面我们就可以使用 one 来代替 I should get a new one， 这里的 one 呢指的呢就是 smartphone 咯。刚说呢手机是一只，但是齁我的鞋子也很旧了啦，想要买一双新鞋。鞋子呢捂两只脚，如果呢一样在句子里面使用 one， 诶不就代表只换一只吗？诶我想换了，店员可能还想打我嘞。所以呢我们要在后面加上 s 咯，变成了 once。 once 呢就可以用来取代前方出现过的复数名词了，指不特定的多个。例如呢 My shoes are too old， 我的鞋子呢太旧了。 I need to get new ones。 OK， 我的鞋太旧了，我必须买双新的。 Once 在这边呢我们指的就是 shoes。 我们呢要特别注意到的呢是 one once 和 it they 有什么样的差别了？我们刚才已经说过了，表示非特定的呢，我们就用 one 或是 once。那至于 it 或是 they 呢，指的只是前面所提及过的那个或那些已经有指定了。例如呢，我买了新手机 ，I finally got the new smartphone， but it is expensive。哎呦，我终于买新手机了，但是呢，那只手机好贵呀。哎，注意到呢，我们这里的 it 呢？就是指前面我说我新买的那只手机哦 ，OK， 不是店里的其他只，不是其他厂牌的那只，就是我新买的那只。一样都是代名词的用法呢，但是 one once 不特别指定，和 it they 有指定的意思不同，要特别注意喽。
Right, so we are talking again about fonts. So simple fonts, maybe one, maybe two, but not more than that.
That's right.
So the article says when a word or phrase is important, you can make it.Bold.
文章就说了，当你在报告的时候，当有一个字或词语是重要的，你可以把它们变成粗体。那这句话里面呢 ，phrase 这个字当成名词来用，就是指词语啊，就像或者是片语之类的。而 bold 这个字呢，它是形容词，这句话里面是表示粗体的意思。但同学你要记得的是 ，bold 这个字当形容词也会有大胆的意思。
So we want kind of this.Big black thick letters. But the article says don't do that too much though. That's true. Like if you do it every slide or if you say like don't do that too much though, it'll look crazy and distracting. Yeah.
文章就说了，然而不要做得太过火。这句话里面的 though 这个字呢，放在句尾有表示然而的意思，是一种表示语气做转折的。也就是说，在做简报的时候，你的确可以将重点粗体化啊，但是吼，不要每个字都粗体哦。
So, yeah, we've got our tip about fonts. Here's something else about how it looks. This one is use tables and charts.
没有错。前面提到的是关于字型，这边呢就要教你了，可以加入什么元素，让你的简报变得更迷人。文章就讲了，使用表格跟示意图。这句话里面 table 不是指桌子哦，而是指表格的意思。那 chart 呢，便有指图表。那我们常见的图表，例如圆饼图啊。柱状图啊，或者折线图，都是用过这种方式，将数字，例如像百货公司的年销售量啊，季销售量啊，或你个人的收入支出的方式，透过图表让读的人或者你自己看的时候可以一目了然。那同学要记得，在某些英文考试当中，图表写作也是蛮常考的一种作文类题。
Okay, so yeah, tables and charts, they're very useful and you see them in a lot of presentations. These are great for comparing numbers. Now compare, this is our next word power word, our first word power word for today. Compare is a verb and it is spelled C-O-M-P-A-R-E, compare. Let's learn what it means.When we compare two things, that means we show how two or more things are different or how they are similar. Comparing prices, for example, is something people do in stores. Which price is cheaper? Is $50 cheaper than $30? It's not. Of course, we know that. Now, comparing phones, this is also something people do. Which phone has the things you need? This is something people do when they're shopping. Now, in a presentation, you might have things that have a lot of numbers. You compare those numbers by showing which numbers are higher, which numbers are more important. Now, there's another word that goes along with this that is contrast. Compare and contrast means to show both how things are different and how they're similar. Now, you might also remember there is something in grammar called a comparative adjective. This is an adjective like happier or prettier or bigger. When it has an er or a more, that's a comparative form because you are showing how something is different. Now, an example for compare might be, compare these two colors. Which one is darker? Compare these two colors. Which one is darker?
文章中就说了，这些对于比较数字是很棒的。这句话里面呢，有一个重要动词，就是所谓的 compare。compare 中文叫做比较。那一般来说，如果要你 compare， 我们是要找两者的相似处，像 similarities。那刚刚 Cat 老师又说了 ，contrast 通常是用来找差异的地方。那 Cat 老师也讲了 ，compare these two colors， which one is darker？ 他就是说，比较这两种颜色，哪一种颜色比较深？
Mm, all right. So you have to think of a light and a dark color. Those two can be compared.
That's
now, the article says they, meaning the tables and charts, make it easy for people to understand you. Yay, because we want to understand numbers. Numbers are hard to understand, especially when you only say them and you don't see them. For me, that's really difficult. Now, we want to understand these things. Now, understand is our next word power word. It's a verb spelled U-N-D-E-R, under, and S-T-A-N-D, stand, understand. Let's find out what understand means. To understand something means to know what someone is saying or what they mean, or to follow their ideas, or to hear what they want to tell you. It's kind of like a aha moment. That's understanding. Understanding someone means you can feel what they are thinking and you know their ideas well. If you're confused or kind of thinking like, what are they saying? You don't understand them well. But it's easy to understand someone if they're speaking or explaining things in a clear way. So I hope that you understand me because I want to be speaking in a clear way. Now, an example sentence is, I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language. I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language.
文章就说了，他们让人们更能理解你。这句话里面的 they 呢，也是代名词的用法，就是指前面讲过的 tables and charts。那透过图表，的确可以让你的读者或听者更能够理解 understand 讲者所要表达的东西。那 understand 这个字呢，有明白或理解的意思，它是个三态不规则的动词，变化分别是 understand、understood。Understood. 那像 Kat 老师说的 I didn't understand that person because she was speaking in a different language. 我无法理解那个人说的话，因为他说的是不同的语言，例如中文啊，配上法文啊，西班牙文，你可能就不知道了。
Yeah, yeah. If you don't know the language, then you won't understand that person. You will think, oh, they're making weird sounds. Hi. Okay. But in the article, we are talking about understanding numbers. Now, yeah, numbers can be hard to understand. So it's better to use something you can see to help you understand. The article says, so try them, them being tables and charts again, in math or science class.Yeah, because those use a lot of numbers.
Yeah, that's right. 文章就说了，所以呢，在数学或科学课可以试看看他们。而这边的 them 是当受格代名词，也是指前面讲的 tables and charts。没有错，尤其是数学课，我们常常可以看到用很多图表来表示很多数字概念，这样会让看的人比较清楚。
Now our last tip is don't be too colorful.Now, this sounds boring, but actually, it's a good idea.
But that's usually one thing I did when I'm doing my PowerPoint.
Oh, really?
Too many colors.
Oh.
但是呢，文章就说了，不要太过色彩缤纷。
So if you use too many colors, it can be very...
Distracting, yeah.
Yeah, I often feel like my eyes are being attacked. Yeah, so the article says, only use one simple light color, one simple dark color.
没错。
Or maybe three.
Yeah.
I think three is okay.
文章就说了，只要使用一种简单浅色的色彩跟一种简单深色的颜色就可以了。那这句话里面呢，同学要小心留意的是 light 这个字的确是形容词，但它不是你们熟悉的例如体重很轻啊或轻的意思。在这边的 light 是指色彩里面比较浅的颜色，那相反就是 dark。 Dark 呢可以指黑色，只是这边是指深色的颜色，这里呢同学要特别小心留意哦。
And there's certain colors that match well together, like I think of, you know, light blue, dark blue, or maybe brown and light blue. Those are nice together. There are some color combinations that always look nice. You should look them up. Now, the article says having lots of different colors, like if you have red, orange, yellow, green, purple, blue, pink, having lots of different colors will make it hard for your audience to focus.Yeah, because where do your eyes go?
Yeah.
Okay, now focus is our next word power word, and you can probably guess, might be able to guess what it means by what I just said, but focus is spelled F-O-C-U-S, focus. It's a verb, let's find out what it means. When you are focusing, it means you are able to keep your mind, eyes, ears, and your attention on something in particular for enough time that you understand it.Now, times we might be focusing a lot are when we are studying. We focus on our homework. When you're listening to somebody telling an important story, you are focusing on what they say. When you're taking a test, focus on the test. Or just when you're trying to do something that is very hard and takes a lot of focus. Now, focus can be a noun, too. You can say, I am focusing, or you broke my focus, which means that you made me not focus anymore. Now, yeah, if you need to focus on something, then that means you should be looking at one place. Now, an example sentence is, let's focus on the teacher. So let's listen to her. She's saying something important. Let's focus on the teacher. She's saying something important.
文章接着就说了，使用太多不同的颜色会让你的观众很难聚焦。这句话里面的句型呢，有两个地方同学你要特别注意。首先就是 having lots of different colors， 在这边当成动名词来用，就是这句话里面的主词用法。其他例如像，如果把它简短一点，例如 learning English is fun， 这句话里面呢，学习英文是有趣的， learning English 就变成动名词的用法。另外一个重点就是 make it hard for your audience to focus， 这边的It 就是我们之前讲过的虚受词的用法，代替后方的主词 to focus。 那 focus 这个字呢，动词就是专注嘛。那刚刚例句里面就说了，是我们专心听老师说话吧，他正在宣布重要事项。
Alright, so we're focusing because we can only see one or two colors, I guess. Maybe the brightest or the boldest color is the thing that you should be looking at. So now you're ready to ace that PowerPoint presentation. Make us proud. Now, ace is kind of a slang word that means to like get an A plus, get something like really perfect. That means you did it really perfectly. Make us proud. Now, our word power word, our last word power word, of course, is proud. P-R-O-U-D. It's an adjective, and let's find out what it means.When you feel proud, or when you make someone proud, that means being happy because you did something good or someone else you care about did something good. Now, people are proud when they get the best grade, when they make a lot of improvements and they progress a lot. They make someone else feel happy because of something they did. Now, this is something you feel when you're like, yes, I did it. You can be proud if you've done something that took lots of work, but you did a good job, or you feel like you did a better job than you might have done before. When someone says, make us proud, that means do the best you can and make us clap for you.So if you make us proud, then we will say, yeah, you did it. Go you. Now, an example sentence for proud might be, Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race. Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race.
文章最后就说了，现在你准备好将 PowerPoint 简报做得很好，让我们感到骄傲吧。这句话里面呢，Ace 这一个字是一种比较谚语的用法，它当成动词来用，表示将某件事做得很好的意思。那 proud 这个字呢，它可以有正面的意思，例如文章里面像是感到骄傲的啊，例如 parents are always proud of their children.
I hope so too.
父母亲总是以孩子们为荣。但同学你要注意的是， proud 这个字也可以指负面的，例如骄傲啊，自满啊，例如我们可以说了 ，Sam was too proud to apologize to say sorry. Sam 呢太过傲慢，以至于他不肯道歉。那刚刚 Kat 老师有提到的句子 ，Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race. Ian 的父母亲因为他赢得比赛而感到骄傲。
Woohoo! Go Ian! All right, and go you for making a great PowerPoint presentation when you follow these tips, because you surely are going to succeed. Now, that's all the tips we have for you. Of course, you can go look at some good examples of PowerPoint presentations that will make you feel like, ah, these people know what they are doing. And then you follow that example to learn something. Now, we're going to go to our review time, and we're going to do a little game for you.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi everyone, we are back for review time, and today we have a little bit of a challenge. So we're going to do something called improv, which is when you have to think right out of your head and talk right out of your mouth. You have no time to prepare. So what we're going to do is I'll pick a topic. And I will make you give a short presentation on the topic.
I will try my best.
I'm sure you will do fine. Okay, my topic is gonna be What are the best tips to learn English easily as a student in Taiwan?
Wow. You mean which level? Elementary school students or senior high or older students?
Well, since we're doing junior high, I think, how about junior high?
Okay. If I'm going to do a presentation on this topic, I think the first one, I will compare older students about their, like, learning progress or what they are interested in.
Okay.
And try to make them interested in my talk or in English. In English.
Okay.
And then I can understand what I can do to help them.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, I will try to give them some... I will try to encourage them to make them believe that they can do it and to make their parents proud or their teachers proud.
Yeah. So you think that motivation and wanting to do it is the best thing.
I think grades are not the most important one.
I agree.
About how you enjoy learning English.
Yeah. If you enjoy what you are learning, you will always learn better.
That's right. Yeah. And I include all the... Almost all the word power banks.
I think you did.
In the talk.
Did I focus well on your presentation?
You focused so well.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Then that is all the time we have. I think this is kind of a fun idea. Mm-hmm. You could think of some funny topics that you could give to your classmates, like which dog is the best? Yeah. Or maybe... how do you fight coronavirus? Oh, that's a big one.
That's
not so fun. But anyway, that's all the time we have. And so we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Follow these tips for a great PowerPoint presentation. Warm-up question. How do you make yourself calm before a presentation?
Use simple fonts. Only use one font on your PowerPoint presentation. Choose a simple one. When a word or phrase is important, you can make it bold. Don't do that too much, though. Use tables and charts. These are great for comparing numbers. They make it easy for people to understand you. So, try them in math or science class. Don't be too colorful. Only use one simple light color and one simple dark color. Having lots of different colors will make it hard for your audience to focus. Now you're ready to ace that PowerPoint presentation. Make us proud!
Word power!
Compare. Compare. Compare these two colors. Which one is darker? Compare these two colors. Which one is darker? Understand. 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 Understood. Understood. I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language. I didn't understand that person because she was speaking a different language. Focus. Focus. Let's focus on the teacher. She's saying something important. Let's focus on the teacher. She's saying something important. Proud. Proud. Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race. Ian's parents are proud of him because he won the race.
认识字汇
Font Phrase Bold Ace